In his second season as Illinois Shakespeare Festival artistic director, John Stark was determined to match the success of his inaugural endeavor. After a summer of strong ticket sales in 2018, Stark knew he had to deliver an enticing season in 2019. With regards to programming, Stark says he wants to continue the popular grouping of two Shakespeare plays with one non-Shakespeare play.
And we're doing that this year by adding in the Pride and Prejudice, which has never been done at the festival. But it is a popular classic story, and there are a lot of festivals that have done it. I think that Pride and Prejudice fits the bill for us, and I'm very excited about producing it.
Have you decided yet who's going to be directing what?
Yes, I do. I have the directors as well as the shows themselves. So for As You Like It, we're putting together a team that brought the community Midsummer Night's Dream in 2017. Robert Quinlan's going to be directing, and he was on our faculty here at Illinois State University. But he's doing this, and we are also bringing back Jordan Cofftree, who's writing original music, as they did for Midsummer Night's Dream, but now they're doing it for As You Like It.
And Pride and Prejudice, who is directing that?
That's a returning director from last year. Deanna Gent directed Merry Wives last summer, which was
the big
community
success.
It was a big success. And she's returning. She's adapting the Pride and Prejudice. She does that a lot in her home theater, Mustard Seed Theater in St. Louis. But she's adapting Pride and Prejudice, and she will then direct as well.
So she's just taking the book, and she's writing the whole script.
Yes.
And directing as well.
Yes.
So she's like fully immersed in this.
Yeah, she is immersed in it. She did it long ago for a small theater company. They did it in The Round, which is a different configuration. So she's going back into it and working on it again. And now that she knows about Ewing Theater, she is keeping that in mind as she's adapting the
She can
the
tailor
play.
It.
Yeah, she can tailor it to what the Ewing Theater would it is like, what its configuration is, what does it do well. And the third director is someone who's also familiar, but only as an actor. Keta Carpenter is going to be directing Caesar. She was in our 2015 season as an actor, and then last season she was in The Company as an actor. She's on the faculty of University of Texas Austin, and she's also adapted this play, Julius Caesar, which we're titling Caesar, as an adaptation.
So let's talk a little more about Caesar. This is going to be actually indoors.
Correct.
At the CPA rather than out at the Shakespeare Theater at Ewing. There's a specific reason why you want this indoors.
This is going to be a modern version. This is going to be a media-soaked version, immersed in that.
And social media, right?
Social media. Mm-hmm. We are acknowledging of the technology of today within the play. She's done that in the adaptation. So we'll acknowledge that people have cell phones in their pockets and that people are filming things outside. Everybody has a camera in their pocket, and that's entering into the presentation of this piece of Caesar. So it's an interesting take on it in terms of political machinations of Caesar and how that affects the play. But the words are primarily Shakespeare's. All those things will be there in terms of the familiar lines and the speeches. But it's really looking at it was important to me. I think Caesar. I'm not interested in producing a Caesar that is in togas and taking us back to that sort of.
Does that
era.
Remove us? Do you think?
I think it might remove us a bit. I think that Caesar has a lot to say about any political situation, and I think that it's really about power. It's about the abuse of power. That intrigue is with us all the time, and so I think it's a modern story that Shakespeare wrote at a time. He wrote it in his time, but he wrote it about an earlier time. So I think that there's a connection there. He wasn't writing of his time. He was using another time. So I want to update it to our time, even though he wrote it in the 1500s.
Are there going to be specific references to the political landscape of today?
No, we are not trying to tie it to any current events of today. We're using the events that are in the play and centering on those. They become politicians that we see all the time, not only in the United States either. These political battles and troubles happen all across the world. And so I think you can apply that. It's really an example contamination of what people will do in the name of protecting their country. What do they do in the name of protecting their country? In the case of Julius Caesar, we know what they do. A group of people think that they're, that they are protecting country and all these noble means that they're talking about, but what are they really doing? They're creating anarchy.
Do you have any special programming that's attached to Caesar this season?
We are looking into that at this time. We'll be doing it in the CPA Theater here on campus. And that also affords us to do certain lighting effects. We can also do things with projections and TV screens and so forth to keep it modern. And that's something we wouldn't be able to do at Ewing with sunlight. That's one of the difficulties in Ewing Theater. It's beautiful. It's under the stars, but we can't do it in that way. We are going to be looking to do some things in terms of pre-show entertainment that connect to that production. We haven't solidified those yet, but they will be outlined on our website when we get to that point.
So are you going to continue with the collaborations that you've had with the community, like outreach to young people?
Yes, we will be. Last year, we had an original play done by Nancy Steele Brokaw, and she will be writing a new piece for us for the Theater for Young Audiences group. We will have pre-show entertainment, such as music on the grounds at Ewing. Well, we expect to have a green show and all those sorts of things. So some of those familiar things that people expect, all that sort of activity, we expect to have back again.
Now, in recent years, the Shakespeare Festival has done a good job of marketing itself as a destination, as a travel destination for tourism. Mm-hmm. Do you also look at maybe reaching out to untapped markets that are a little closer here in Central Illinois and trying to get more people buying tickets from, say, the Peoria area or Springfield?
Those are our target things at this time. We're looking at Peoria, Champaign-Urbana, Springfield, and Decatur. And so we're particularly looking at Peoria this next season, and working on getting some connections to here. We've created this year. We have 3 weekends where a person can come and see all 3 shows over the weekend on a Friday night, a Saturday night, and a Sunday afternoon. And so that they can see all 3 shows in that weekend. We have a couple other things that I'm not ready to reveal yet about some connections that we may have with some local restaurants that we're going to tie in and hopefully doing dinner and a show events where someone would have a dinner and show and it'd be a package. And so we're not ready to announce that yet, but we're working on some of those tie-ins that will be fun for the community.
One of the things you have been doing is for early ticket buyers that if you buy 2 plays, you get 1 additional play.
And you can do that again this year.
So that worked well last year. That was a good seller for you.
It was a good seller. We increased our season tickets last year by quite a bit. We will be offering this deal again.
But that's only until a specific date.
Up until March 1st. Okay. You can get that same deal. You will still be able to buy season tickets after March 1st, but that's when we do our single ticket sales, start at that time. After that time, the price will go up a little bit on the season tickets. But the exact same price. Prices are in place for next year and the season tickets. You can see all 3 shows for as little as $40 on a season ticket in our silver section. So that's all those ticket prices are back.
Last season was your first season as artistic director.
Yes,
now you've
was.
Been with the Shakespeare Festival for a long time yeah. in another capacity and with design, but that was your first season as artistic director. How would you assess it?
It was so heartwarming and it was so rewarding to have all these wonderful artists come together. I also got so much positive feedback from the community, and I tried to be on site a lot at Ewing and also at the CPA last year. People are so generous with their warm regards for me as being the artistic director, but also for the company and being very open about their enthusiasm about last season. And it's wonderful to see people from the community I haven't seen in a few years and to greet them and welcome them back. Last year's company was so special to me. I don't know how I'm going to be able to put together another company like that. So the pressure's on.
That's John Stark, Artistic Director for the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. The 2019 season features As You Like It, Pride and Prejudice, and Caesar. Stark also plans to bring back the successful fundraiser, the Bard Bash, which will be on the last night of the festival. I'm Laura Kennedy.